CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to CPA After Dark. I'm your host, Kristen, and I'm with my beautiful co-host and CPA, Marit. How's it going?
Hi, guys. Hey.
We have an exciting one for you today because Shadow is here. Say hi. We are talking about your pets and the different strategies that you can use for tax purposes. And I'm excited for this one because I do utilize these. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah. And I see on the internet a lot. Those tax influencers love to do short little reels saying, deduct your pet. You can write off your pet expenses. And then they don't go into details. People, you know, they'll come to me confused or, you know, it's just good to break down the different ways because we need to deduct Shadow, right?
She's got to
pay off for her mama.
We do. And it should be noted that she is not a service animal. She is a guard dog. But we will dig into that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about service animals, because that's a very popular one. And I feel like you see service animals everywhere, or at least people call their dog a service animal. They might not always be a service animal. So there are certain requirements that you have to meet in order to have a service animal.
Right, especially if you want to convince the IRS that they should be a tax deduction for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can buy those little vests on Amazon that say service animal, but that's just not going to cut it. So for a real service animal, you have to make sure that they're certified, they're trained, they're helping with a disability. They are not even an emotional support animal. There's a difference. The IRS is not, they're not falling for the emotional support animal thing anymore.
Yeah. And they also perform a task. You don't perform tasks, sweetie. You're not a service animal.
Yeah. So don't just say my dog's a service animal. I don't know if it's as easy to get notes from doctors for emotional support animals as it once was. I feel like they're kind of realizing that people just use the emotional support animal thing so that they can take their dogs to different places. And I mean, you can places will allow you to bring in an emotional support animal. There's nothing wrong with emotional support animals, but in terms of a tax, like pure tax deduction IRS rules, they're not gonna meet the criteria to like deduct their food and their veterinary care and all of those expenses.
Right. Just because you want to bring your dog on an airplane doesn't make it a service animal per the IRS.
Right. And it should be noted that even if you do have a service animal and you want to deduct their pet expenses, you would have to do it on Schedule A as a medical deduction, because that's the whole point of a service animal, right? You have a medical condition and they're actually helping you, like they're helping you with living your life. It's a medical condition. But in order to deduct, we've talked about this before, but the Schedule A itemized deduction for medical expenses is a difficult one to make work, because you have to get to 7.5% of your AGI in medical expenses before you can even start taking them. And then on top of that, then anything on top of that, that's when you can start deducting it. But, you know, it turns out to be a lot of medical expenses that need to be incurred before the deduction even helps you. But if you are in a situation where you have a service animal, you might really have a lot of medical expenses. So maybe it's not an issue, but it's something to keep in mind that they say it's perfect. You know, they'll say it in their little reels, the influencers, deduct your animal, service animal. And they don't give the details of, but if you make $100,000 AGI, you have to have $7,500 in medical expenses before you even start taking your pet deductions. And that's a lot to get to. It's a lot to get to.
And it's something that people often leave out when they're telling you to, you know, deduct your pet.
Because you can, you just, you know, have to get there first.
Right.
So, and then speaking of the Schedule A, the next pet deduction we're going to talk about is also a Schedule A. So once again, you would have to be itemizing. That's the other problem. People also don't itemize because the standard deduction just keeps going up and up every year. And even if you have your mortgage interest and your $10,000 in state and local property tax, and you have some medical, you have some charitable donations, most people still don't meet the standard. But if you did, and say you had a lot of itemized deductions and you were fostering a pet for a charitable organization, or, you know, your pet had some connection with a charitable organization, you might be able to deduct the pet expenses as a charitable deduction. So that's something you can keep in mind when we're talking about that. Okay, I forgot what our third one is, but now I remember it's shadow. The charitable deduction, keep it in mind, but we can move on because it's so
it's probably one that most people are not going to hit as much. But guard dogs,
let's get to the fun one, to the common one.
So we actually just put Shadow through some extensive training, and our goal when we got her, back up a second. You cannot call a Shih Tzu a guard dog. There are certain dogs that have to meet the criteria to make themselves a guard dog. You can't have a tiny little thing, chihuahua or whatever, and call that a guard dog. It has to be substantial. It has to actually have the characteristics of a dog that could guard your office, you as a person. My home office is My office is my home, so it works out really well with Shadow. So she's protecting, you know, my office and me as an influencer. So we thought it would be a really good thing to do to get Shadow trained. So we actually just put her through a obedience training, and she graduated a couple of days ago and was killing it. So I'm really excited for her, which is one of the things that can be written off. Right?
Yes.
Training.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, so guard dogs are, that's one of the things that you see on a lot of people will post on like reels and shorts and stuff. And people talk about guard dogs and you can write it off and all this stuff, but they don't really tell you how. So now we want to talk a little bit about the how.
You could have a chihuahua and it could feel like it was a guard dog. He could really think he was a guard dog. Those little dogs, they just are so brave. But yeah, I agree. I think the IRS is going to look at the characteristics of the dog. And then you said the magic word, which is home office. And you also have your gym that you train clients in. So a good amount of the space in your home is your business space. It's where you do a lot of your business, you know, your, so that you need that too. You know, you need to actually have, if you're going to be deducting your pet that lives in your home and yourself, you need to be self-employed and you need to have that business space to say they're protecting this. And, you know, I also have a business space with a lot of sensitive personal information. I mean, we do measures to protect the information, a lot of measures, but I still couldn't say that my dog was a guard dog because she's terrified of her own shadow. And, you know, if they were to ever come inspect, they would be like, no. But yeah, so characteristics of the dog, having something to actually protect and just being, I read online, if you have a cat and they're doing pest control, maybe. I feel like it would depend on the
auditor. I could see that as a maybe. For sure.
Yeah. And maybe I could do that because mine's like a little, I think she has rat. She has terriers.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Chases the rats.
Mm-hmm, terriers do that. Yes.
Yeah, maybe I could go the pest control route. I'll have to look. I'll have to see how good she is. But the whole point is it's always with everything with taxes, right? It's always like never a black or white issue. It depends on what you have to prove that they're actually providing a service to your business and what they're doing for you and, you know, anything that you can gather up to support that you're taking the deduction. But then I would also think, I mean, Shadow's big. She probably eats a lot of food.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, you would want to deduct those costs. She is a big guard dog girl and, you know, probably not the cheapest animal to have.
Another thing though to hit on is she's a guard dog, right? So that's work. Like I put her to work. So you're supposed to log when she's actually working, when you would say that she's actually working. So if the IRS comes and knocks on your door, you need to have some kind of substantial documentation saying, you know, my dog works, say I work from, you know, 8 o'clock till 3 o'clock during the day, and my dog is, you know, by my side, you know, working essentially through that whole period. So if I go out, leave the house and bring her with me, she's working. And you're supposed to document all of that as well. Everything with the IRS, you should be documenting all of this stuff. Yeah. Really important.
That's true. If you want to play the game, you need to have the documentation. I just remembered, too, you did a photo shoot with her not long ago. That was so cool. Mm-hmm. And I noticed her right away. You know,
she's regal.
She's even doing some modeling on the side.
Yeah. I'm sure some of those posts are monetized.
Yeah, right. Well, that actually is a good lead into our final way you can deduct your pet, because what if Shadow starts earning money herself? What if she becomes a dog superstar?
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely want to write that off. So can I?
I mean, yeah, you're going to have to write off the things that it takes to run her business. So if you start if Shadow starts her own business as a dog model, there's going to be even more deductions that you could potentially take depending on the type of work, the income that she's earning. I mean, if you can prove she's actually earning income, mm-hmm. then that opens up a whole nother world of tax deductions that you could take, because now she is as a business owner, I guess you're her business
I'm her
owner.
She's yeah owner. It'd be like having a child. I'm the mommy manager of said feline.
Yeah.
Not feline, yeah. Dog, canine.
So those are the ways that you could deduct your pet. I think, did we cover it all? Is there any other maybe random pets that we could throw in there? You know, we're talking about dogs and cats. I'm trying to think of maybe a bird. You could figure something out if it was a talking parrot.
Snakes.
My friend has some talking parrots, and they kind of makes you feel like there's someone in the house when there's not. Yeah, snakes.
Snakes were. I'll tell you, though.
Yeah, if anyone has any creative ideas, leave them so we can read them in the comments.
There was a time where we were like kind of laughing that like grabbing a snake and just kind of letting it hang out on your hand and move around. It was very therapeutic. So I could see that maybe working. I don't know if you're going to be able to take a snake on a plane. I think there's a movie about that would disallow you to travel with your pet snake. But
but I just remembered a photo shoot you did with a snake too.
Yes.
So all different kinds of ways. I used to have a snake, but I never felt therapeutic when I was holding it. I was always a little scared.
Well, and the snakes do make us money.
Python. Yeah.
We have a significant income from breeding snakes.
Yeah, I've heard good things about your snake business. So it's good that we're touching on the pet deductions, because you're not the only one.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that may wrap it all up. What do you say?
I think so too.
Yeah. So I want to say a special thank you to Miss Shadow. Thank you. Thank you for being such a good
Thanks for coming, Shadow. Co-host.
She's really good.
Yeah, she's such a well-trained dog. She's just doing great.
We'll save this in case the IRS
even right
comes
now.
Knocking on the door. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, guys.
We'll send them the YouTube link.
Thanks for watching. Hope you guys like this video. If you have any questions, you can leave them in the comments below, and we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark.